Hello and welcome to the Ozone. My name is Jeff Hazard, retired Sports Information Director of SUNY Oneonta and current Chair of the Athletic Hall of Fame Committee. And today my guest is Shannon Weir, class of 2011, who we will be inducting as part of our 2026 Hall of Fame class. Welcome to the show, Shannon.
Thanks, Jeff.
First of all, on behalf of the committee and myself, congratulations on this honor.
Thank you.
Yeah, what does it feel like?
I don't know. I'm proud of it. It's an accomplishment of mine. It's obviously when someone takes time to acknowledge you and honor you into any type of Hall of Fame, it's a humbling experience. It's a wonderful experience. It feels like ages ago that I was even at SUNY. So, I know it hasn't been that long, but it feels like a lifetime ago. I'm a mom, so like things like that. But it's nice to be able to reflect back at that and think about my time spent at SUNY and the accomplishments that myself and my teammates had at It's just
Right.
neat.
Yeah. So for you, you certainly jumped right in to a starting role as a freshman on our team, and you led the team in scoring and rebounding and helped us win our only ECAC championship for women's basketball. Why don't you talk about that transition between high school and college and how that first year went and why you think it was so successful for you?
I think that it doesn't matter if you're a athlete or not. I think that the jump from high school to college is just a really large transition, right? I mean, you're learning to be an independent. You're no longer having your parents depend on. You're experiencing new things. It's a huge transition for anybody. I think probably being a student athlete, having like such a regimented routine for practice and workouts and lifts and all that type of stuff, I think. And as a teacher now, I'm like routine is key, right?
Yeah.
So I think that was really important for me as a freshman. Also my freshman year, I had like tremendous leaders, Beth Branham, Gabe Domel. Those were two people that really connected with me and I formed strong relationships with. And I would say personally, they were really important for me. And then as far as like a player, they were really key to our success. Like we came in, we had a strong senior class, but I don't remember all of them, and that's probably terrible. Mel Donahue, Gabe, Beth were really, really important, strong senior leaders. And you know this from sports. If you have senior leadership, that's tremendous. We
Right.
also had like a huge freshman class. I think there were like 10 or 12 of us. I don't even remember.
Yeah,
There
it
was
was a
just a
big
ton
group.
of us
Yeah.
and very talented class. And so I think that combination, of having seniors who had experience and a really eager freshman class that was really talented, I think that probably combined for why we were as able to be as talented or as successful as we were.
Right. So did you in talking with your dad, who we'll talk a little bit about because you'll both be celebrating the Hall of Fame
Yeah.
together, which is pretty special. Did you think Oneonta was the place for you? Like, how did you kind of find your way to Oneonta? I know you grew up locally, went to high school in Milford, and but how did that all come about, and why Oneonta?
Yeah, I mean, from the time I was little, I wanted to play basketball. It's something that was really important to me, still is. My 6-year-old is currently playing bat like just started picking up on it, which is like, oh, music to my heart,
Yeah.
my sister played college basketball, Division I level. I got to watch that experience, see that experience first, see what she went through. I had a couple offers for Division I, but for me, it was kind of like everything happens for a reason and time and place. And my grandma was sick. And family's really important to me, which is why I could leave and live anywhere in the world, right? But
Yeah.
I live where I live because it's really important for me to spend time with my parents and my family. And so most of it, what it came down to was just being around my family. You know, my grandma died the first semester of college, and I was taking care of her with my parents in our home as a senior in high school. And I know that doesn't normally happen, and I know that's really special. And I know that that's part of who I am. And so for me, it was just taking care of, just making sure that everybody was okay. I think that's probably my role in the world, is I try to just take care of people. And so that's where I landed with Oneana. At the time, Dan McGraw was the coach. I always had a good relationship with Diggs, and Mort was there, and nobody knows this, but Mort was my first AAU coach at under 10. So
Oh,
Mort's like
nice.
my forever coach. You know, we joke about that. And Norm Kaufman. I mean, I just love Mort. So I mean, you know, as far as where do you land in the world, that felt like I should try that. So that's probably why I went there.
And certainly three outstanding people. Tom is still around with us, and I mean, Norm never, I don't think I ever saw him without a smile on his face.
I know. Best. The best.
Always happy. Your dad also said that you were a pretty good soccer player and also a track athlete. Did you ever think that those two sports might do something for you, or did you think of playing the other ones?
I did. I broke my ankle in high school, though, and I will tell you that that really set me back, and kind of, you know, not being able to walk for a while kind of reminds you about life. And you know, sports were my life, right? And then, you know, you break your foot, and you can't walk for a while, and that kind of reminds you of the importance of life. And so I never actually played soccer in my senior year, because I was just so scared, you know. I think there's a big part of that. I ran track the spring after I broke my ankle. And Dave Prouty was my coach at the time for track. And I will tell you that mentally, I mean, there, you couldn't have asked for a better human being to be your coach at the time, you know, just helping me through like the hurdles. Like, you don't think about it, but after breaking your foot, it's like, go sprint. What? And I was a sprinter. What? I'm supposed to run fast on this thing? You know, like, it just, you know, it there was a lot. So I love to run. I ran half marathons. Probably, what was it, 8 years ago, I ran a half marathon. Was running until I had kids. I love playing soccer still to this day. I mean, it's great. So,
That's awesome. So as far as, you know, your overall career goes, certainly our teams had winning records every year you played, and you're only one of, you know, eight players still that scored 1,000 points in your career, and you had over 500 rebounds, and that was a small group because I think there was only two of you when you graduated that
yeah.
accomplished that milestone. How important, you know, you're still our career leader in free throws made and free throw percentage. I mean, how important are those things to you when you look back?
I think they're special things. You know, they're special things. And I think the part that bothers me the most when I look back is that we never actually won a Sunyac championship. That drives me nuts. Because I know the talent that was on our team. And I know even just like what my group brought to the table. So for me, that's, you know, that's like a sour moment. You know, personal goals and accomplishments are great. You know, in high school, I had over 2,000 points, things like that. I worked really hard, you know, as a kid to get to where I was. You know, it didn't come just because I was just born with this natural talent and all of a sudden, oh, you know, everyone scores 2,000 points or 1,000 points or whatever. You know, I had to work hard for it. So, but the team goals, the winning championships, that stuff, that's sour. You know, that's the stuff that sticks out to me. So, like, is it really cool that I was one of eight players to score 1,000 points? You bet. That's awesome. One of however many with the double thing there, and to still lead, to lead is really neat too. But it's just, so I guess it's just, I don't know. It's neat, those personal goals, but the team goals, I think, are things that really stick.
When you talk about you know, championships and stuff, your dad told us, he said the greatest game he had ever been involved with was a three overtime game against South Court, right?
Yes.
You versus Jessica Lange, more or less, who went on to Cortland and did everything, 2,000 points and all
Yep.
that. I mean, how are those moments, put those in perspective as far as like, how you kind of took those and then how it helped you grow as an athlete.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty devastating, obviously, to be a senior. And I think there was like 7 seconds left on the clock. I had already had four fouls, and it was either I tackle someone, right, knock them down and get my fifth foul and give my team a chance, or stay in the game for 7 seconds and lose. And so it was like, yeah, no brainer. I just jumped on her girl and, got my fifth foul. And then I sat on the edge of my seat for the next, two or three overtimes, wherever it was, where like, I can't remember what year the Ketzlick girl was, but she threw in a half court shot. Jesse threw in a half court shot. Someone else hit another. Like, it was just like, it was insane. Like, talk about experience moments, things like that. Just tremendous,
Your overall experience at Oneonta, academically and just socially on campus and stuff. I mean, talk a little bit about that. I mean, what kind of an experience was it for you?
It's probably different than some people because I was local. I had a lot of friends that were from the area or surrounding towns. So I had those relationships, and then I had obviously my basketball relationships and people I met at school that were either interconnected with other teammates or things like that. I don't know. I think overall it was great. There's a lot of different sides of me that, I'm not just an athlete. I like to paint, draw, things like that. So I had a lot of different people that I was connecting with. That interestingly, like, we all kind of interconnected and through different teammates. We're like, oh, this person, oh, cool. So she was at my school, and then, you meet different people. So, which I think that's what college is all about, just meeting different people.
What is there a maybe a highlight moment or during basketball, is there a game that stands out to you
I've been really thinking about this because, as I told you, I'm in
that
mom mode. So, like, all I think about is, my day to day.
yeah yeah
And I just had a baby, so my brain's a little fried. So I've been trying to think about moments because I knew this was going to be a question. Good question. There's a couple.
Okay.
One was, and I don't know what year it was. I don't know how old I was. And I don't know how many overtimes, but we played at New Paltz. And I want
Yes.
to say I was either a sophomore or junior. And the reason I don't remember is because I feel like it was when Dan was still coaching, but I can't remember if it was Daphne's first year. It was very, that was kind of a blurred
Was
time.
that Samantha Skotak's freshman year, Madison Slagle?
No, I was a senior when they
Oh,
came.
okay.
Yep.
Oh,
They were
okay.
our little babies.
Yeah.
And so anyways, it was when New Paltz kind of had a coaching change, and they became very aggressive. And it was kind of like everyone in our conference knew that you were going to get the shit kicked out of. Oh crap. You were going to get beat up pretty good if you were going there, 'cause they were very physical. And I remember we had two or three overtimes, and I think we ended up pulling it out. But so that was like a memorable game as far as like, you went down there. It was tough. I mean, we were all just getting battered. I mean, you'd leave there with blood. It's something that like people don't really associate basketball with that, right? But yeah, I think we ended up pulling out. So that one was one. And then obviously you always remember your last game, right? And so we lost. And I remember, just getting the ball with like 5 seconds left, I think, and being told, "Hey, we're coming to you, 5 seconds left," and go. I went up and I got completely slaughtered, like just slaughtered, dropped to the ground, and there was no call. It was a no call, so we lost. And we would have. I think that would have been this. And you might know this. I don't remember any of the things. You remember all the details. I don't. I think it was like Sunyak semifinals. Like if we had won, we would have gone to. Play on, we would have played Cortland in the Sunyak final, I think.
Yeah, I think that was.
So those
Crazy.
are two memorable moments.
Let's talk a little bit about your school teacher. from the time you graduated, degree in mathematics. What was the how much fun was that? Like, what do you?
Yeah, so I always really liked working with kids. My mom was a daycare provider in home for like 40 years, so we were always kind of playing little school teacher, you know.
Yeah.
We have a family of school teachers. And so it kind of just felt right for me. I was a teacher until I had my second born, who's going to turn 4 next week. And then I resigned just because we didn't have daycare in our area. So I've been a stay-at-home mom for the last 4 years. But prior to that, I was a teacher at Skinnevis for 3 years, and I taught fourth and fifth grade there. And then I was at Milford and kind of went back to my alma mater just because I always wanted to. You know, you want to give back to the community you live in. And I love it. I love my kids. It's a really special opportunity to be a teacher, I think. You know, everyone has mixed teachers, right? So you have like really good teachers, you have tough teachers, you have the brutal teacher, the one you never want to see again. And for me, I just wanted to make sure kids felt safe and important and valid in our world because it's such a different world,
Yeah.
right? And
Yeah.
so, yeah, I did that for a long time. And interestingly, the group my dad is coaching now was the group I was pregnant with my first son. So it's really cool to see. They were fourth graders, and no, it's like he's sharing stories, and I'm like, I love that they haven't changed, or they have changed, or you know, it's just kind of neat to be like, oh, 10-year-old so and so is now, you know, 16, 17-year-old so and so still working really hard and doing things, or you know, it's just really neat to share stories and compare things like that.
Right. Now you did do some coaching while you were at Milford.
Yeah,
What?
my dad, of course, I did some, I did, you know, I coached modified for a few years. They needed someone to do that. That was super fun. You know, obviously, anytime you're around basketball, it's rewarding for me.
Yeah.
You know, I still get nervous when I go to games. Like, it's just like you can't get
Yeah,
rid of it, you know?
yeah.
I was, so I was assistant coach with him for, I don't know, 3 or 4 years or something like that up until I got pregnant with my first child and then family first. So, you know, my babies needed me. And then COVID. So it was like, you know, really wonky.
Yeah.
But that was neat. The year we won the Section 4 Class D championship was the same day I got inducted into the Section 4 Hall of Fame. So it was really a special day for me that day. For, you know, kind of my dad too, because, you know, I wouldn't be who I was without his support, my mom's support too, but like, you know, him pushing me to just kind of just keep trucking along sometimes, you know, when things get hard. So
Right. And so how do you feel about being inducted into the Oneonta Hall of Fame with your dad?
I think it's an incredibly special thing. You know, I don't know. Like I said before, I don't know if it's just because of like I just get nervous or what. You know, the personal recognition is neat, but I don't know. I guess I'm a shy person in that manner, so it's like whatever.
Yeah.
But the fact that my dad has been acknowledged and I get to do it with him is just tremendous. You know, it's a really special thing. You know, he's devoted like his whole life to other people. And I just think that's really special. So, you know, I was sharing with him earlier today. He stopped by because, of course, our basketballs needed to get blown up and I didn't have a pump on hand. So he had to stop by. He didn't have to, but, you know, he
Yeah.
heard my kids had new basketballs and they needed to be blown
Oh
up. So,
yeah. Oh
I,
yeah.
of course, he had to make time to stop over.
Yeah.
And so he stopped over and I shared with him, you know, what you had told me about why he was getting inducted. And so I think, you know, he's also kind of a shy, humble fella. And, you know, I think that it's really special. And I know he knows how special it is. So anytime him and I get to do anything together, it's just the best.
Yeah, I mean when I talked to him, I mean for me, if I needed something, I would go to Jim.
Yeah.
I mean just especially when it came to the field house and setting up events and making sure that they were done right. I mean Jim was the guy, and we all, I mean if you did not understand that how important he was to our department and how smooth it ran because we had Jim. like you just weren't paying attention.
And I don't think that people, you understand this, but I don't think that maybe other people understood the impact he had on just the athletes.
Right.
You know, because obviously I was his kid, right?
Right.
But he was like that with everyone. Like, you know what I mean? Like, oh, do
Right.
you need a, you know, you need a snack, you need a this, you need a water bottle, you need, you know, what can I do for you today? Like, just taking care of anyone who walked into that building, you know, he took care of.
Yeah. And
Well,
I
before I came, and it continued after, you know, and so, and I know there's a lot of people that are like, oh my God, Jim was your dad? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, we loved him. Like,
Yeah.
and, you know, even athletic trainers and just the relationships he had with everybody, you know,
I mean, that was,
respectful.
yeah, that was Jim. I mean, he was, it's just what he meant to all of us and the student athletes. And we talked about that and, tried to get him to, the few names for himself, the people that he really thought were pretty special. And he talked about Pat Weinert, who was, again, a kid who grew up in a small school, Skenevis, and becomes a national champion. Just stories like that. And I talked to him about how it seems like the Oneonta area and some of the small schools, you'd be amazed at some of the athletes that have gone on to do amazing things, and you were part of that, obviously. But just and we and I think Oneonta did a good I think our coaches did a good job of bringing them to Oneonta, during my time there, the Volans and Brooke
I mean, I
Davis.
was just gonna say that. I think there was a good reputation, and I think that, you know, in our surrounding area, it just, I don't know, for a lot of people, it just made sense.
Right. Because we're kind of stuck in between Albany and Binghamton. You know what I mean? Like we're that big exit 15 off the highway where nobody, hey, Oneonta, what's that? So, kind of maybe in wrapping up, is there anybody you'd like to thank for helping you during your time, or people that you want to maybe, give some special shout out to?
Oh, that's a hard question. I feel like there was so many people, you know, there was some people who aren't, you know, with us anymore, usually behind the scenes day to day. I mean, Renata took care of us, every athlete, you know, made sure our stuff was washed, taken care of. Those are the little things. You know, I have my coaching staff from, you know, 4 years, we had different coaches. So we had, you know, Dan McGraw was for my first 2 years, and then Daphne was for my second 2 years. Mort and Norm, I mean, those were the solid that stayed for, you know, all 4 years. And, you know, that's just special time with them. You know, they're just so smart and have so much to offer, you know. Yeah, so as far as like coaching goes and that, I don't know. That was tricky. Just, you know, there was just so much to it, you know.
Well, listen, once again, just want to say congratulations. I mean, it's certainly going to be so much fun. We think probably the whole town of Milford will be there. Is
I don't
that
know.
because Jim was asking me where it was. I mean, right now the ceremony we have in the Morris Cafe, but I've kind of asked a few people if we thought maybe we'd get in the ballroom because I just think that there's going to be a few more people just because we have two people from the same town that are well
Yeah,
known in the
maybe. I don't
town.
know.
Yeah, Milford, you know what I mean? And just I mean just in Oneonta and all that. I mean, people
Yeah.
know who you guys, are. So
We do. I'm Jim's daughter, remember?
yeah. No, yeah. Well, he'd
That's
say
what mom
you're Shannon's dad. He'll say
my
you're
mom
Shannon.
always jokes about that, you know, she's just Jim Weir's wife. So,
Yeah.
you know, she's way more than that. I think we all know. But
Oh
yeah,
yeah.
it's a
Oh yeah.
joke that because he's so well known, you know, he's so well known in our area that.
Yeah, we just talked about, some of the names and the people that he's known or I mean just been around from the time he was a bat boy with the
Oh,
Milford
it's
Max
insane.
all the way. Yeah, it's just crazy.
And
So
you know, I love history. I don't like history, but I love his history or
right.
learning people's history, and you know, just the web everything is spun into. And so it's really neat when he starts telling stories, you know, because some people don't even have the history he knows, you know,
Right.
and so it's pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, you probably should write a book.
Yeah, I've mentioned this because.
Yeah. Because I also saw, because my oldest son, Garrett, ended up playing in the men's leagues with one of your cousins, Mason.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Mason
And
Mears.
then he
Yep.
ended up playing volleyball at SUNY Poly
With his brother.
with Jordan,
Yep.
because they both played the same position, middle hitter. And so
Very
Garrett got to teach Jordan when he came in. You know
Oh,
what I
that's
mean?
cool.
Yeah, so it's a pretty funny connection. I was like, yeah, Jim, it's just amazing, because I was an outsider. I moved into the area. I didn't grow up there,
Yeah.
so I didn't know
Yep.
anybody. But just to have those connections, and they still, they still talk to each other or whatever. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, no, it's very cool. And like Will, so Will is Mason and Jordan's
Yeah.
dad. Like, I don't remember when they moved here. It was like well later. I don't think I was even in high school. I think it was more college. But the nice part about being in this area is that, my most of our family's here. So like aunts, uncles, things like that, we're able to come to a lot of my games. And so, there's a tremendous amount of support there that's just special. So it's just
Yeah.
neat. Or like people, that's why when you said who can you thank? Well, like that's a really hard question because, a lot of the people who would come to like all of my high school games, they would come to my college games, and like that meant a lot to me,
Yeah.
and so it's just special, people who were just there, and I knew they were there, and I'd go over and say hi and just make sure they knew that I saw them because they're, and then I'm sure there were plenty of people I didn't go over and see because they're, sometimes, there was a lot of people there, but it is pretty neat when you're from the area for sure.
Well, we certainly look forward to seeing you on June 6th at your induction ceremony, and it's going to be another great class. It's always a lot of fun. And again, it'll be a little more special because you and your dad will be going in together. So, well, thanks for spending some time with me today.
Thanks,
And
Jeff.
yeah, we look forward to seeing you on June 6th.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you.